Good morning. It is Abdul Hakim Shabazz trying a little something new here this morning on Indiana Barrister. We're trying an audio blog report. A number of you have gotten used to hear my voice on the radio, and since that is on hiatus for a while, we figured we'd try a little audio blogging this morning. Be interested in your reaction in the comment section to see how it works. Let's go ahead and see what is on the radar screen here in Indianapolis and in central Indiana. Well, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says they will definitely take a look at reworking the rules of evacuation and safety after the accident at the state fairgrounds this past weekend that left 5 people dead and nearly 45 people injured. The governor making those comments yesterday at an Angie's List announcement for 500 new jobs in the Indianapolis area. The challenge for the mayor's office when it comes to the city budget will be exactly to explain how those cuts will work. The mayor unveiling his budget this week, the $1 billion spending plan, has no cuts in public safety but 4% across the board in every other area. Now, that has got some Democrats upset, saying that public safety should share in the sacrifice. Now, I find this interesting because earlier this year, Democrats on the council were complaining about the issues of crime and saying that crime was actually on the rise. So now it's crime first. So now it puts us in an interesting perspective. Either they want to cut public safety and harm crime-fighting efforts or leave things as they are. Also, speaking of Democrats, Melina Kennedy, the Democratic candidate for mayor, who, oddly enough, is at Mickey Mauer's special camp this week, has got a new mailer that she is dropping. She is accusing the mayor of being responsible for the 6 failing IPS schools, the 1 in 4 student dropout rate, lower test scores in every district in East Chicago, and 2/3 of Indianapolis public schools are lagging behind on progress. I'm not sure if Melina Kennedy is confusing Greg Ballard with Dr. Eugene White. And another little bit of information, too, regarding the Marion County Democrats that may want to keep an eye on. There's rumor on the street that Ed Tracy, the Marion County Democratic chairman, is going to target some of the black churches that he doesn't think are friendly to the Democrats. Word is that there is some sort of report or memo going around right now accusing a number of churches that have worked with the mayor of really being Republicans, and he's trying to convince Democrats that their flocks should not listen to them. I'm not sure if that's necessarily the best strategy to go for if it's true, because if you're Ed Tracy, the last thing you want to do is be, and let's be honest, a fat white guy attacking a black church. I'm just saying. Also, amnesty for child support folks. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry has got a plan he's going to unveil today that if you are behind or chronically behind on child support, that the city or rather the prosecutor's office may want to work with you for some sort of amnesty with those outstanding fines. So that's something we'll be keeping an eye on. And in the 8th Congressional District, Larry Bouchon, the incoming congressman, may get a challenger this primary. Christy Risk. Christy ran against Bouchon in the primary back in 2010 and was obviously unsuccessful. And that is your audio blog report for this morning here on Indiana Barrister. Let me know what you think in the comment section, and we may do a little bit more of this, and we will talk to you next time.